World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, folks, that's 54 years ago today. 54 years ago, tomorrow, actually, but I'm not doing a broadcast tomorrow, so I wanted to make sure that we featured this and not forget. History repeats itself, friends. College campuses, everything that that happened in the past was on college campuses. Reform came through college campuses. And isn't it amazing that here we are again? College campuses back in the story. We're going to be talking about that. I got some great stuff for you. Hanging it with us. It's Friday. We take communion together, and Joe's prepared to do that. So get yourself some elements and get ready. And hey, listen, I'm going to tell you, friends, hang in here. It's going to be some powerful stuff. Some powerful stuff. And I believe, as you all know out there, my philosophy is things are getting better. They're not getting worse. I mean, they've been getting bad for a long, long time, but there's an uprising that's going on now. Hang on a second. Those riots that we're seeing are staged. The FBI's involved with them. They're all staged. How else could you explain all of these different people getting together, coming up, dressed the same, wearing masks, same gear? This is staged. But understand this, what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. And if there's an awakening that's going to happen in the hearts, maybe it will begin with the young people, because I want to ask you this real quickly before I get too far. Can somebody tell me when this is the first, this is a warless generation that we're dealing with. The generation right now, they're warless. Now, hang on. When was the last war that we fought? Well, we fought the Gulf War. But the Gulf War was basically fought over a volunteer army is what they called it, although it really wasn't volunteer. And when was the Gulf War? When did that begin? I lose all track of time. But I can tell you this, those on college campuses today have never been in an America that is at war. Remember Vietnam and what it did and how it destroyed the foundation of America, foundation and the Vietnam I'm going to get into all that stuff today, Fritz. Nothing new under the sun. And I can tell you this, at the heart of it always is Luciferian government. Luciferian government pitting one against another. That's what's going on, friends. And if you don't believe in the, you call it the Illuminati or the deep state, call it whatever. If you don't believe in that, if oh my goodness, we're going to get into it. Joe, come on in, brother. Lead us in some communion here.
Yes, Coach. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe.
Only those that believe though, right, Joe? Not everybody gets it, just those that believe. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the price for the ticket, Coach. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed.
Shut up by religion, boxed in by do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs? Huh? Follow the rules. We were. What's it say? We were locked up. We were shut up under the faith. Wow. Before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ.
The purpose of the law was nothing more than to show you were a sinner in need of a savior. That was the purpose of the law.
That we might be justified by faith. But after that, faith is come. We are no longer under a schoolmaster.
It ain't about rules and regulations anymore and ban the teacher, huh? And putting your nose on a chalkboard if you misbehave. Ain't about any of that anymore.
For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
Who is Joe? Who's the children
of
God?
All of us.
How are all of us? Is it by birthright?
By belief. For as many of you as have been baptized unto Christ have put on Christ.
Amen.
There is neither Jew nor Greek.
Hang on. If they were saying it today, they wouldn't say Greek. Remember the time that they were saying it, right? There's neither Jew nor black. There's neither Jew nor white. There's neither Jew nor Hispanic. Greek was just the opposite of the Jews. You understand? The Greeks were the world. So he said, it's no longer those who are Jews or those who are Greeks or those who are of the world. No, no. What's it is, Joe? There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For everyone are one in Christ Jesus. Everybody who has Christ Jesus are God's chosen people. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I've always wondered why they didn't use Gentile instead of Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Hey, can I let Vinny? Boom! Can that be any more clear? Can that be any
Amen.
More clear? If you be Christ's, you are Abraham's seed.
Boom.
Wow. This is devastating, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is devastating to Zionism, folks. Sorry. Go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today again with gratitude and thanksgiving in our hearts for all that you've done for us, for all that you're doing and revealing these days. And we're grateful that we're here together, that our hearts are beating and our lungs are full. And we are also humbled by looking at history repeat itself again, no matter that we do not wish it so, but it is. And we do not have a solution for what's happening to our country, Lord. We can point at things and say, this is wrong, that is wrong. So many things are wrong. So many things are unjust. So many things that are evil are now meant to be looked at and appeared good by the media and by our government. And so many things that are good are made to appear evil by our media and by our government and by many of our institutions. We are broken, Lord. Our society is broken, and we cannot fix it. So, Lord, we come to you. We ask that you help us discern what we can do, what we can fix. We ask you to help us to learn to pray effectively for the right things, Lord, and for your will. We ask that you forgive us our sins and our transgressions as we come into your sight with this Holy Communion. Please bless this bread and the drink and representing the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that was sacrificed for us. And we ask that you show yourself, Lord, in our hearts to others we meet so that they might see you in us, Lord. That is perhaps the biggest thing we can do in the moment, that and praying in the right way for the right things. And please keep us all safe and our loved ones. And help us to walk in thy will. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome, Rachel. It's a privilege. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you that I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Stephanie, if you're out there, give me a text, will you? Give me a text. I want to talk to you about something. I'm trying to get a hold of you. Hey, listen, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. I'm coming back. Stay with me. I got to show you something really, really good. Good news. Good news. Good news, folks. It was good news. We got to make it happen. Hey, Spencer, pull up Meet Baby Olivia. Pull that up. Friends, there is a move across America that I want to make you aware of right now. Listen, we got to get the young folks. We got to get the young folks. Now, look, there is a move across America making this video that I'm about to show you required viewing in public schools. I believe it's happening. I think Louisiana, although I could be wrong, three different states are right now sending forth legislation requiring this video to be shown in public schools. It's made by Live Action, a never-before-seen look at human life in the womb called Baby Olivia. So we want to brainwash the next generation of girls not to murder their children because they've been told it's a blob of tissue, right? It's just a, right, no life, nothing to it. This is, folks, powerful. 3 minutes and 13 seconds. Take a copy of this. We'll put it in the chat. Send this to everyone you know, and this ought to be a high priority for Christians to get this back in our government schools. Go ahead.
This is Olivia. Though she has yet to greet the outside world, she has already completed an amazing journey. This is the moment that life begins. A new human being has come into existence. At fertilization, her gender, ethnicity, hair color, eye color, and countless traits are already determined. She begins to implant in the uterus about 1 week after fertilization. Her cells organize into what we call an embryo. At 3 weeks and 1 day, just 22 days after fertilization, Olivia's heartbeat can be detected. The buds of her arms and legs appear by 4 weeks. She begins to move between 5 and 6 weeks with both spontaneous and reflexive movements. At 6 weeks from fertilization, her brain activity can be recorded and bone formation begins. She can bring her hands together at 7.5 weeks and separate fingers and toes emerge. She can also begin to hiccup. At the beginning of the 9th week, Olivia will have grown from a single cell into nearly 1 billion cells, and she is now called a fetus. She will suck her thumb and swallow, grasp an object, touch her face, sigh, and stretch. At 11 weeks, she is playing in the womb, moving her body, and exploring her environment. Her taste bud cells have matured by week 12, but are still scattered throughout her mouth. Her mother will first sense Olivia's movements between 14 and 18 weeks, an event called quickening. Beginning at 18 weeks, ultrasounds show speaking movements in her voice box. Around 20 weeks, with a lot of help, babies have survived outside the womb. At 27 weeks, her eyes are responding to light. She can recognize her parents' voices and will even recognize lullabies and stories. Olivia has gone on an amazing journey during these last 9 months. She will soon signal to her mother that it is time for delivery and greet the outside world.
Wow, huh? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Ought to be required viewing in America's government schools. But of course, it isn't because why? The Luciferians own the government schools. Luciferians do.
Amen.
Right? Huh? Folks, we got to start fighting back. We have all kinds of weapons that we can use. Weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds. Look, I got a couple hands up. I'm going to get them. But just hang on. I got some stuff I want to present. Go ahead, Rochelle, then Paul.
Oh, thanks, Coach. I just wanted to tell you why there was any type of, okay, this is what the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists told CNN about this video. Like much anti-abortion misinformation, the Baby Olivia video is designed to manipulate the emotions of viewers rather than share evidence-based scientific information about embryonic and fetal development.
So the gynecologists are for killing babies then, is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah. You got to fight on every single front, so even the people who you think would love babies.
Yep. A gynecologist want to kill baby. It's unbelievable, right? Hey, folks, you either serve Satan or you serve the Lord. Ain't no demilitarized zone. Dr. Paul.
Hi, I just want to remind people that the Megastrol that they use, the day after pill, that's 40% of all murders, baby murders. And I make no apologies when I tell you that upon conception is the light of Christ. It's a proven, it's science. If they don't like it, they can all go.
Amen, Paul. Amen, baby. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Okay, look, I want to shift gears here, okay? I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff to cover here. Okay, first of all, I'm looking down here. Saturday Night Live, bring a friend. Want you to be there. 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Sky High Annual. I don't have it up yet. The Sky High Annual is June 21 and 22. June 21 and 22. We're working on hotel space. We don't have it up on the calendar yet, but mark it on your calendar. Sky High Annual. Sheila Holmes is going to be one of the speakers. We're working on some other things as well. Bill Dunphy got a win yesterday. Pastor Bill Dunphy got a win. He got a stay. His sentencing was going to be the 24th of this month, and now they've kicked it clear to July 17th. The longer time he has, the better the opportunity. The Supreme Court will rule that all this enhancement is unconstitutional. That's good news. Thanks for the prayer. And I got it, man. Anybody want to go back to Indian Lake? Because Pastor Bill Dunphy is organizing an event back at Indian Lake. I'll talk more about this on Monday. Here's what's going on. We're dealing with a local church there in Indian Lake, and they have a guy who's living in a trailer. And for about $5,000, we can bring a crew in and restore his home. And so next week, I'm going to try to raise about $5,000, at least as an initial start, get this guy back in his house. We need a team of volunteers who will go and give maybe a couple days next week. Now, here's the problem. It's Mother's Day weekend. I get it. But I'll talk more about that. Okay, I think I've covered everything I need to cover. No. Number three, pull that up for me. Texas event. I'm going to drive to Texas the 18th. Is it the 18th? No, when is it? Time to Save America is now. Dave Scarlett's having an event going out there. You can come if you would like to come. It's going to be a launching of the video. I can't remember the name. I'm sorry. Time to Save America. Right? That's going to go on there. Also, one other thing. We're having the Street Fighter event. Can you pull that one up there, Spencer? I think I sent it to you. You got so much stuff going on. Here in Ohio, Patriot Street Fighter event. Did I send that to you? Tell me I did. Maybe I didn't. No, not that. No. Oh, my goodness. I'll get that on Monday. I want to jump into some of this stuff, okay? I want to jump in some stuff. Ask you a question. History repeats itself. We know that, right? They tell us it does anyway. Nothing new under the sun. And I want to show you something, friends. I want you to think about those guys who are locked up in J6. The guys who are locked up in J6. And what we see going on, pull up for me right now, number five. Number five. Now, before you play it, pull up number five. I want you to think about this. Has there ever been any form of rioting ever that's taken place in the United States of America that has cost people 20 years in jail? Did anybody go to jail over Kent State? Anybody go to jail? The four dead in Ohio? Anybody go to jail over that? Wasn't that an attempt to overthrow the government? So this is a video that Bobby Lee put together, and maybe we can put that at 1.5 speed and understand that, folks, our college campuses are owned by the Luciferian left. They're owned by the communists, right? They're owned by them. And I'm especially speaking to parents out there who are getting ready to send your child to college as a rite of passage. That's where we're losing all of our children. That's where we're losing all of our children. Go ahead and play this.
How do the Democrats, how do all of us on that side say January 6th was wrong if you can have the same pictures going on college campus?
Lord, don't make a parallel with January 6th.
You lose the moral high ground.
That has happened, though.
Okay,
that has
just
happened.
So we know what's going on here.
None of these people are going to jail. None of these people are going to jail.
Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Look how they're all dressed the same. They just kind of organize it on their own, right? Who's that guy? This is May 1st, folks. It's happening right now. These guys aren't getting locked in jail for 20 years. Who came up with the uniforms? Whose idea was that? Looks like some community organizer at work to me. Okay, you can pull that down. You guys can watch the rest of it. You get the idea, right? You get. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead and play this. Hey, folks, Christians are starting to organize. It's Christians. But see, look, we need this kind of pushback on our college campuses for freedom in America, not for Palestine, not for the Jews, not for Israel. How about some freedom in America, huh? Go ahead. Keep playing it.
USA, 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 USA,
USA, USA, USA. Yeah, USA, not Israel.
That's what our meeting looks like. Here's what the loser looks like.
What's about you here? That's our lights last week.
Freeze that a minute. Freeze that a minute. Is that that private army that Obama told us about? You remember? You guys remember that, don't you? Huh? You guys remember that? I said we need an army. Remember that? The Lord has an army. It's called churches. It's called churches. But churches, we don't want to get involved in politics, right? Yeah, Obama, the real community organizer. I thought churches were the community organizer. Go ahead, keep going. Hang on, freeze it. Freeze it. Folks, this is a warless generation. Do you understand this? Do you understand this? None of this generation has ever been to war, understands national pride and fighting war. None of them. None of them understand it, friends. None of it. And so we're seeing that the enemy is playing on that, right? That it's hard. It's unbelievable that these guys actually came out and began to stand up for America, which is not what they want. They don't want this. This is not a good counter protest on their part, right? Huh? Remember that? You guys remember that? Remember when Obama said that? Huh? Brian's got it. Brian, pull that up. It's in the chat, Spencer, real quick. Brian just put the YouTube video of Obama telling us what they were going to do. Huh? He told us. Thanks, Brian.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
How'd that Muslim freak get elected? How did that Muslim freak get elected other than through propaganda, the fact that our nation has been stolen right in front of us? And see, they got you to say, see, you weren't allowed to vote for him because he was black. And if you voted against him, you were racist. You understand how the game's played? You get it? You understand? Quasi-Christian, called himself a Christian. And we let him get away with it, called himself a Christian. Just as strong, just as well-funded, what is. Oh, yeah, it's an army out in the streets. Oh, my goodness, I'm feeling it today. Okay, hang on, hang on. I'm going to show you something. We've been here before, folks. I got four real quick clips. Harlem, 1964. Pull that up.
Reverend Ben. Yes, please watch the light. We cannot take the law into our hands. We pay officers to protect us.
The pink skills. Freeze it a second. Folks, what do we do when those who are charged with protecting us are protecting the other side? What do we do? What do we do? Did these guys all end up going into J6 jail? Huh? Oh, no, they sure didn't. Go to the next one. Go to Vietnam. Vietnam, just trying to. We've been here before, folks. We've been here. This is how social change is affected. Now, listen, what if Christians were to go to the streets? Oh, no, we can't be doing that. We don't want to mix religion and politics. We can't do that, Coach Dave. Vietnam riots. Go ahead. Hang on. Freeze it. You know why those young people were out there? Because they didn't want to go fight the war. They didn't want to go fight that stinking Vietnam War. Muhammad Ali, what did he say? He said, no Vietnam ever called me nigger. That's what Muhammad Ali said. He said, I ain't gone. I ain't fighting. Go ahead. We've been here before. Peace now. Oh, yeah. Peace now. Huh? They kill Bobby Kennedy. They kill Martin Luther King. They kill anybody that gets in their way. They kill JFK. On and on and on. Go to the next one. 1992. All right. 64, 68. 92 LA riots. We've been here before, boys and girls, and ain't none of them locked up in a gulag for 20 years.
Dispatching LAPD units along with all fire trucks that respond to major emergency blazes for our protection. But with respect to trying to get LAPD service or anything else, folks, you're on your own.
Okay, so you can freeze it right there. I'll put all those in the chat. But folks, you better understand this. The police defend the government. They do not defend the people. I'm sorry. That's where we are in America today. Huh? That's why we know that the FBI right now is spying, probably watching and recording this show. Why? Because we, the people, have become the enemy of them, the government. Why? Because them, the government, pays them paychecks. Just do my job, boss. Calling it your job don't make it right. Your job, dude, is just enforce the ten amendments of the Constitution. Protect me from government. Congress shall make no law. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Right to a trial by jury. Down they go. Everything protecting us from the government. And now all of our military police force are protecting the government from us. That'd be a big boom, Vinny. That'd be a big boom. Wake up.
Boom.
Wake up. And so what's up? Well, we got a lot of guys who are suffering the consequences of standing up and speaking up, which means we got to continue to do it. RJ, come on in.
Hey, yeah, Coach, thank you. I finally recover where I was at when you were playing the video. They had the protest going on. I still see this as a gift opportunity. The thing is, I know there's infiltrators that I believe there are in our huddle. I'm concerned. There's some things I don't want to share, but I see it as an opportunity because these people are being pulled. I mean, they're saying they're against this war that's run by AIPAC, basically. I mean, that's where they're getting our funding. It's through that whole channel.
You're not allowed to say that. You're anti-Semitic. Come on, don't you know? You're not allowed to say that, RJ.
Yeah.
You're racist. You're a bigot.
Yeah.
You're
anti-Semitic. Give me my nine lashes.
Right?
Huh? Yeah, amen. I'll get my nine lashes later over that.
Yeah, right? We'll give them to you. We'll
so,
make sure
yeah,
you get
what,
them.
So what do we do?
Hey, let me show you. Can I show you this? Enough.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to make you mad. folks, gonna make you mad. Southern Methodist University campus. Pull that picture up, Spencer. I wasn't even gonna go here this morning, but I gotta go there. It says SMU. It says SMU. Huh? Southern Methodist University. Oh, there's one American flag there. Yeah, one American flag. There's one of them there. Yeah, I see it now. Well, go ahead, Craig.
Have you got the producer pull up what I put in the chat? It's Obama's Facebook page. People need to kind of see this to realize what's going on. Look, can you go up a little down? He sees him and Michelle are standing in front of, there's a city in the background. No, you got to go to the very top of the page. Very top of his Facebook page. Do you know what city that is? That's New York. That's New York City. Okay. Where's Columbia at?
New York City.
Okay. So this the puppets.
Yeah, hey, it's about time we went back to the birth certificate, isn't it? Huh? About time we went back to that debate.
Well, it's kind of an unusual picture, right, to be on your Facebook page when all this is going on, right? Because you always update your Facebook page, right?
Good point. Good point.
Unless there's, you know how to pull the strings. In other words, you know, let's don't get into the minutia of this or that. Who's trying to create the fight? Who's trying to put the Civil War? When did the Civil War movie come out this year? On April 12th, 4 days after the solar eclipse. Who had a movie called Leave the World Behind? Right. These are the puppet. This is a puppet master of a very high spiritual evil.
That's why they wanted Joe Biden back in the White House, because Obama is president, unelected president.
Correct. And there was a reason why he was going around last month over at the Prime Minister of UK and all this other stuff. Remember, he started making a tour to all the different world leaders.
Yeah.
Because there's an Islamic uprising jihad that's getting ready to be called, and it's going to be the American Arab Spring. He's the one that created the Arab Spring when Benghazi went south.
That's right, brother. That's right. Oh, my goodness.
That's the math.
Play that trigger warning you just had up there, Spence. Play that. You ready? Go ahead.
Don't know the Kent State shootings, then this picture will, as for many, be its ultimate representation. On May 4th, 1970, students at Kent State University organized a rally against the expansion of the Vietnam War in Cambodia. The National Guard was present. For nebulous reasons, though later admittedly unjustified, 28 National Guardsmen fired 67 rounds in the crowd of unarmed protesters, killing 4 students. This picture symbolized the violent repression by showing Jeffrey Miller laying dead on the ground as Marianne Vecchio expresses her terror. The scene seems almost surreal as other protesters seem to be gravitating around the tragedy yet not realizing what just happened. Its photographer, John Paul Philo, made another photograph that same day showing the National Guard kneeling to shoot the protesters. One of the later injured students, Alan Canfora, can be seen waving a black flag in defiance.
4 people dead in Ohio. Nobody ever paid a price for that. Julie, come on in. Roger, you can come in next. I had you up there, man. Go ahead. Go ahead, Julie.
Good morning. I don't know if people are paying attention, but two weeks ago, we had an emergency exercise. And that's never happened in my small town. And there was like 3 miles that were blocked off with this emergency exercise. So, just saying.
Yep, it's coming close, huh? It's coming close. Spencer, pull up Gab News for me. Jeff Nell, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. Julie mentioned something. 2006, a National Guard blocked off my street, did emergency exercise. And I went to talk to the city government. They had no clue.
So listen, Jeff, the National Guard is inaptly named wrong because the National Guard is supposed to protect individual citizens and individual states. They're not there to protect the nation.
It used to be the militia. It's what we used to call the well-regulated militia, being necessary for the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And the purpose of the militia, the purpose of the National Guard, was to protect us from the overreach of federal government. Sorry. It's where we are. So I found this yesterday. I might as well continue to make all of you mad. Gab News. Here's what the House Resolution 6090. Ready? To provide for the consideration of a definition of anti-Semitism set forth by the International Hall. All the Republicans voted for it. Most of them did. All the Democrats. For the enforcement of federal anti-discrimination laws concerning education programs or activities and for other purposes. Hey, folks, are you looking at me? I have a God-given constitutional right to hate. I have that. As a Christian brother, I hate things God hates. But hate is a great thing to have. And there is no such thing as hate speech, although they've programmed you to believe that there is, okay? So, definitions include contemporary examples of anti-Semitism identified as the IHRA definition. Well, who's the IHRA? Why, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. They get to write the bill. They get to write this bill to criminalize free speech regarding Jews. Go scroll on down, Spence. I'm sorry if this makes you nervous. Here's the working definition. Keep on going down there. This is the United States House of Representatives. They've passed this. This is their working definition. What is it, Spencer? Can you make it bigger? Contemporary examples of anti-Semitism in public life. I'm sorry. Media, schools, workplace include but are not limited to using symbols and images associated with classic anti-Semitism. Whoever, who came up with the classic symbols of anti-Semitism? Who determined those are anti-Semitic? Includes, but not limited to, claims of Jews killing Jesus, blood libel to characterize Israel or Israelis. This is becoming hate speech in America that Americans cannot speak what they believe. Scroll on down. Why? All because of anti-Semitism, racism, on and on. Christ is King. Folks, this legislation follows just a few weeks after we learned during Holy Week of all times that saying Christ is King is anti-Semitic. Did you know that? It's anti-Semitic. What? Ron DeSantis, who flew to Israel to sign his... Okay, are you paying attention, Christian? Do you see what's happening here and what's at stake? The New Testament provides ample examples that Jews killed Jesus. Here it is, Matthew 27. Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. And the governor said, what? Why? What hath evil to be done? But they cried out more, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and his children, his blood be upon our children. Folks, you're not allowed. That's a crime if you quote what the Bible says. Now, going down, I'm not going to read them all of them. I'm going to put it in the chat. Over and over and over of Christian Bible verses that will be deemed hate speech and criminal, and you end up in a gulag. Huh? Friends, I'm sorry if this stuff makes you nervous. Both sides of the aisle. Both sides of the aisle. Do they do anything about discrimination against white people, fat people, short people, stupid people, dumb people, Republicans, patriots? Anything about discrimination against patriots? No, none of that. None of that. Come on in, Jeff, now. Hey, I don't care if you watch or not. I don't care. You continue to believe a lie. And if you don't understand what the heck's going on, I don't know what to tell you. Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. You reminded me, when I street preach, go to different states or cities, I evaluate their laws and ordinances. And what I've noticed that there are a lot of addendums and brackets of the 1960s. This one blew me away. Is in California and Oceanside, which is north of San Diego, they went in there to restrict freedom of speech to be specific. Signs, positions, thickness was all involved in all the persnickety stuff. So I'm looking at the laws are passed in the 60s. So when righteousness is eliminated and bad is moving forward, we cannot rebel against because of the 60s to develop in a way where we are today.
Jeff, what about hate speech against Christians? What about that? Go to the abortion clinic. They call us names. What about hate speech against Christians? What?
Right.
Well, I'm going to show you something. Hang on here. Hang on. I got more. You better hang in there. Randy, then Craig. I got more. Hey, Spencer, while we're doing that, scroll down to where it says the paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth from the bottom. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, when I started with you, no one knew what Zionism was. I introduced it, as far as I know, to the group and started, Benny maybe knew, but I was just trying to educate people that this is real, it's out there, and you better start paying attention to it. Now, Coach, everyone's getting ready to know about it, okay? They're not going to stop it. They can't hide that anymore. So what are they doing? They're creating a narrative that tells everybody you better not be against these Zionist people, or this is what we're coming to. You're either going to have to be pro-Zionist or anti-Zionist.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Coach, but that's where we're at right now.
Randy, here's the truth. Being anti-Zionist is going to be a crime. It's going to be a crime. Angie says, stop using their words. What are their words, Angie? What are their words? What is it? Because I want to use the right words. Craig.
I mean, Angie has a point there, because there's a lot of people don't understand, then we're reading the book Zion,
I got you.
There's a big deal there. But here's my point. I put in the link, and if you want to play it, you can, but I would suggest people look at this movie clip of the Civil War, right, that just came out on April 12th, right? This is what they're hoping to do, because who owns chaos? Lucifer. Lucifer owns chaos. And what is he really good at? He's getting this person to fight against that person, to get up against that fight person, and this, and there's all this chaos, and he loves hate. He loves people to hate this, and he thrives under this, right? And we have to be astute, right, to sit there and say, okay, is violence really the answer at this time? Sometimes you have to make a great stand, right? And sometimes, but are we being played at a very high level? Just like January 6th,
yes, are
we being played at a very high level?
Yes, we are.
For what, the government to come in and establish martial law?
That's right. Criminalize criticism of Judaism.
It comes down to Jesus Christ. It comes down to Jesus Christ is the Son of God, right?
That's right.
And of course, the very Orthodox Jews consider that blasphemy.
That's right.
If you really go to an Orthodox Jew, he looks at you and says, there's only one God. All right. And the same thing with Islam. Okay. Islam, they'll behead you. Right. And of course, that's what the Noahide laws are going to do. Right.
They're going to deny
Jesus Christ. We're going to lose our voice for who Christ is. And so
everybody, if they'll get it and quit being brainwashed and think it's that we hate Jews simply because we point out these people are not Jews. How many times can we say it over and over and over and over? We are God's chosen people. Those who carry the name of Christ are God's chosen people. Sorry. Go ahead, Clay. Then Jeff.
Well, peaceful protests, mass numbers of people gathering in a peaceful protest are very extremely dangerous to their narrative.
Clay, that's why they made J6 look violent. They infiltrated and made it look violent. Go ahead.
That's right, because back in the civil rights movement, all the civil rights leaders marched on Washington, and they have a mass peaceful protest, and see, that brings people together. The same thing was happening on January 6th. They knew that that was going to make a huge, huge, huge dent in their narrative of this civil war that they're trying to cause. So they had to stir up the conflict.
That's right.
And now they're controlling the entire narrative with all the protests. So they've turned the churches
against Clay, what happened to Black Lives Matter? Where's that organization? What happened to them?
Yeah, they've turned the American people against us. They've turned the churches against us. So the main thing that we got to do is not go out and do something crazy. We got to have peaceful protests and bring Christians together in the right way.
Don't even
way.
Call them protests. Don't even call them. They're proclamation. They're gospel proclamations. They're not protests. Jeff Klein, come on in. Then Johnny, then I got to show you something else. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, I want to share this morning. And a quick story. I'm going to ask for prayer for at least three families today. I had a very tragic day at the car lot yesterday. Dozens of cop cars, fire trucks, everything all around my building outside on the street. We witnessed, I'm sharing with a family, mom and dad, 12-year-old girl and a 17-year-old girl, nice family, looking at a car, and we look up, and there's a huge dump truck, huge, plowing down the road with a man underneath the front of it on a moped or a scooter, dragging this individual. And you can see the eyes of this guy looking at us like, help me, help me. We're trying to get the attention of the truck driver. He doesn't know the motorcycle's under the front. He drags him about 200 feet from the beginning of my car lot clear to the stoplight, shifting gears, increasing speed to go through the green light. Didn't know he was under there. So all this is playing out. People are freaking out everywhere. I run down the road. I get down there, and I'll tie this all together. Finally, the guy spits the man out from under the back of his truck. The motorcycle's still in the front, and he stops at the traffic light. Now this is terrible, people everywhere. So run down to see if there's a pulse on this guy, see if he's alive. I come upon him. He is mutilated. I mean, gone. Just, and now everybody's coming. So I'm yelling, somebody get me a blanket, somebody get me a sheet, something. And my mechanic that we led to the Lord here not long ago comes running down the street, and he can't hardly run because the cancer he had, that he's cancer-free now, he can't hardly run. He's bringing me a sheet. I cover this old guy up. He's an old guy, gray hair. So we're all there. The family's freaking out back at my car lot. The girls are crying and screaming, bloody murder. Truck driver's out there. He had no clue. And law enforcement's all around. So I come back up the lot. We're doing some things. I go back down, and I'm looking. There's the truck driver. He is in shock. I mean, and nobody's talking to him. He's out wandering around right there in a parking lot beside the road by himself, talking on his phone. So I go down to him. I said, buddy, I said, are you okay? He said, I just killed a man. He about ready to cry. I said, let me ask you. I put my arm around. I said, let me ask you something. Do you believe in God? He said, oh, yes. I said, are you a Christian? He said, oh, yes. I said, buddy, I'm going to pray for you right now. So as I'm praying for him, here comes three cops and the captain of the police department. They approach me. I'm praying with the guy. And then as soon as I got, they didn't bother me. They didn't stop me. But as soon as I got done, they drugged me aside and said, listen, we can't have you talking to him. There's an investigation now. I'm like, so the chaplain rolls on the scene. The chaplain, I know him of the police department. He comes up to me. I told him what I did. He said, good for you. I said, listen, there comes a time when we got to follow God's law and not follow man's law. Yeah. I had to do. So then I went back and had prayer with the family in the parking lot. Their little kids are freaking out. They witnessed it. All this goes down. I went there for a couple hours. Just cops coming to me one after another. I leave there, and here's what my mechanic texts me. Because we get a lot of grief in town about standing for righteousness. Here's what Mark Tanner sent me. I'm proud of this young man. I mean, so proud. He said, people have asked me why I work in there at that car lot. Why I can block out some of the preaching stuff that annoys most and listen to the things that I need to. And today is proof of that point. You are one of the few people I know, like myself, that will run towards the issue that when they're screaming, you don't face the other direction or run away. I don't care what Kirk says. You are one hell of a man, Jeff Klein. I texted him back, said, thanks, son.
Wow.
That was just... It was a crazy day, but
Jeff.
The family that witnessed it, the truck driver and his family, the old guy and his family, that now this old guy's dead. I mean, chaos in the streets right in front of the car lot.
Amen. Jeff, I'm sorry you had to see that, man. I can't imagine. Run to the light, not away from it. Run to trouble, not away from it. Go be salt and light in the midst of trouble. Johnny, come on in.
Wow, that's a horrific story.
Horrific.
I drive truck every day, and the things that go on out here, it's anything can happen in a split second, and you don't even know what happened. I pray for that poor person that got caught under that truck, the family, and I pray for that truck driver. Wow. That he has to live with that. Oh, yeah. My gosh. So I don't want to change it, but we're talking about how we're, as Christians, being attacked. My wife and I, we always like to look at the movies that are coming up. And May 10th, boy, oh boy, Hollywood, they're ramping up. They got a movie coming out on May 10th called Not Another Church Movie. Look that up. I can't do it.
Not Another Church Movie.
It's called Not Another Church Movie. And they've got on the cover, they've got, you know, transvestites on there. They've got, it's just, goodness. I mean, they're just pulling out all the stops.
They are, baby. Their time is short, Johnny. Their time is short. Let me roll here, man. I got 5 minutes. I want to get this in there. Bless you, Johnny. Folks, this is from Gab. The passage of H.R. 669 raises questions about the true motives behind this legislation. Some have speculated the recent surge in anti-Israel protests on college campuses, many of which are being led and organized by Jews, are being used to bolster public support and sympathy for Israel and usher in anti-Christian legislation like this. This would be a grave disservice to the principles of free speech and religious expression that America was founded on. Hey, friends, it's not a crime to hate somebody. It's wrong, but it's not a crime. You can hate blacks, but it's not a crime, right? You can hate women, but it's not a crime. You can hate Democrats, but it's not a crime, okay? Stay with me. Unfortunately, many pastors have chosen to ignore the implications of bills like this, allowing the bill to pass without raising their voices in opposition. Why? This silence is not only a disservice to the congregations and the church itself, but also misses an opportunity to defend biblical truths that have guided Christianity for centuries. Even worse are the pastors who are supporting this legislation because of their twisted heretical theology and make an idol out of a modern antichrist nation state of Israel. The government is real, folks. The government of Israel, not the Israelis. The government of Israel, like the government of America, right? And antichrist Jews. They will answer to God for this. As a Christian nationalist, and the CEO of Gab, this is the guy who owns Gab, okay? A social media platform committed to free speech principles. I strongly oppose any legislation that seeks to silence the voice of Christians and undermine our First Amendment rights. It is our responsibility as Christians to stand up for our beliefs and call out those who would use fear and censorship to suppress truth, especially the truth of God's word. And I urge all Christians to speak out against this and any other legislation that threatens our religious freedoms. We must not allow our government to dictate what we can and cannot say about our faith. As the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, "For you, brothers, become imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out and displeased God and opposed all mankind. Let us boldly and unapologetically proclaim the truth of God's word, even in the face of opposition and slavery." Folks, listen to me. Hate is not a crime. Hate is not a crime. Hate is an emotion. Killing someone is a crime. Spitting on someone is a crime. Stabbing someone is a crime. Denying somebody their rights is a crime. Hating something is not a crime. They have so brainwashed us. I'm going to tell you something. I get conflicted of whether I ought to talk about this stuff. Because there are so many out there who are quietly calling me names. They're calling me anti-Semitic, anti-Israel. Folks, it ain't none of that. I'm pro-America. I'm pro-America. Is anybody else out there other than me pro-America? I'm pro-America. I'm not anti this. I'm not anti that. I'm pro-America.
Boom.
What's happened? Evil men have crept in unawares and they seized the American government. And if you can't understand that there are a few classes of people who are orchestrating everything in America, including Barack Hussein Obama, the non-Christian guy who said he was, the Muslim freak, if you don't understand it, then we get exactly what we deserve. Exactly what we deserve. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Boom.